Have you got your head around the new rules yet? Well, in case you've been living on Mars for the last few months, a whole new bunch of golf rules have been introduced this year, intended to give the game its biggest shake-up in decades, indeed possibly ever. By simplifying the rules and speeding up play, the powers that be that govern the sport of golf worldwide, the R&A and the United States Golf Association, USGA, they hope to attract a whole new generation of players to this wonderful game, as well as encourage existing golfers to play more frequently and at a faster pace. Personally, I welcome the changes, most of which come into effect on the first day of January 2019. Although I'll be the first to admit that in the beginning, while I may struggle with the 40-second rule at times, especially when playing on an unfamiliar course. On a positive note, the new rules will hopefully mean that it will no longer be necessary for me to be introduced in Holland as, "This is Wendy, she's English and plays by the rules." The first time I heard it, I thought it was a joke. The second time I realised that they meant it. Actually, it was a warning to my fellow golfers not to try and make a pact to introduce own rules or turn a blind eye to others breaking the rules. First, I must admit that I was slightly offended and thought to myself, I don't make the rules. But I'm pleased to say the rather brutal introduction worked wonders. Everyone played sportingly and according to the rules. No funny business meant we could all enjoy a fun and competitive game together and raising a glass to the deserved winner at the end. It's the R&A and the USGA that make the rules, and we are expected to abide by them. They are a fundamental part of the game. Quite simply, if players don't abide by the rules, then you don't have a true winner. As I always say to benders of the rules, if you don't abide by the rules and you cheat, how on earth can you look at your trophy on the mantelpiece and feel proud? You didn't win, you cheated. And in doing so, you denied someone else of their moment of triumph, their moment of glory. Anyway, time to get off my hobby horse and get out on the golf course. Temperatures are rising in Holland. Indeed, this week saw record temperatures of 18.5 degrees centigrade. Across the Channel, London topped that with a very summery 21 degrees. Amazing for the end of February. By the way, at Golfing Inspirations, we rather like the website of England Golf, the governing body for amateur golf in England. It sets out the new rules clearly and concisely with some great videos of less than a minute in its bid to grow the game of golf. England Golf is responsible for more than 1,900 golf clubs up and down the country, with an estimated 651,000 golfers. Finally, a wonderful tip from the R&A. Play the ball as it lies, play the course as you find it, and if you can't do either, do what is fair. But to do what is fair, you need to know the rules of golf. Happy golfing!